This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the dairy industry has faced a turbulent couple of years, and we all know about those trials and tribulations from trade to supply chains to the pandemic. However, the dairy producers have proven their resiliency time and time again. But right now, the industry faces a new challenge. With the HPAI bird flu being seen crossing the species barrier into dairy cows, there's been concern over the safety of the products we're seeing on the store shelves. And Midwest Dairy is having a change of leadership right in the middle of these times. We'll talk about that next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods this month in April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
HPAI is just the latest hurdle that the dairy industry is facing. In fact, a Yahoo News article informed us that there was remnants of the bird flu being found in pasteurized milk. Now, we have to make clear, first of all, this was dead remnants of the milk, and the pasteurization process is still working, according to the FDA and USDA. That fact was reiterated time and time again. Well, during this time, and unrelated to the circumstances, Midwest Dairy has welcomed Corey Scott as the new CEO of the organization. She brings years in the food and beverage industry and has worked with such companies as Land O'Lakes and others. She talks about the priorities she has for the dairy industry in her new role.
First, in order to increase dairy consumption, we have to build trust in dairy. And so you're going to see Midwest Dairy do a lot of work in understanding what our consumer-based trust levels are. We already know that there's a huge opportunity in Gen Z to build more trust. So you're going to see us focus some efforts in building that trust before that Gen Z becomes the next spending power. There's also unique categories of thought leaders where we need to build more trust, and sustainability thought leaders is one of those. The second piece to building trust and increasing consumption is ensuring that we have the products that meet the interests and the goals of those consumers that we're trying to reach. You already heard me talk about Gen Z. What they're seeking in dairy products is very different than what my grandparents are seeking in dairy products.
Research, innovation, and sharing producer stories is also a large part of Scott's mission for the future of the organization.
When I'm speaking with farmers, one of the things that I want to emphasize is the power that their voice has. So when I think about the future of Midwest Dairy and the farmers that are in it, I want our farmers to know that they have incredible power by sharing their stories. When we go speak with consumers in our population centers, many, many of these individuals have never seen a cow, much less touched them or had the opportunity to even speak with a farmer. In the day and time that we exist in today, have a unique opportunity to engage on a different level, and that's through digital media.
Midwest Dairy represents 4,000 dairy farmers and works to keep building dairy demand. And again, as far as the bird flu is concerned with milk processing and the milk products you see on the store shelves, well, this is from Bert Nelson of American Farm Bureau.
Number one, their milk is safe to drink. Sick cows are pulled out of the herd, so their milk is not allowed to enter the supply chain. Further, pasteurization kills both bacteria and viruses. This includes high path avian influenza, so their milk is safe to drink.
For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.